Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Mitchell, and I swear you human beings, look, number one, I'm tired of y'all asking me how I am, okay? Let me just tell y'all, everybody right now, I'm okay. I had an episode, okay? It's past. And even if it was something bigger or an indication of something, I don't care. I'm going this way. I'm not going to rest. I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to take care. I got enough precautions already in place regarding my health to where I'm being monitored and checked out. I'm not going to go all ape shit over this little bit of passing out. I'm 58 years old. Shit, I should pass out every now and then. Plus, again, I think it was the nicotine because I was sick before. It wasn't like I was just walking down the street and just bleep. You know, I felt myself getting sick. I could feel the heat coming up. I could just feel it building up to where I just, boop, you know, I checked, you know, I had to take a nap. I just had to take a nap. I'm sitting here now just, you know, okay, let me start at the beginning. When I left the P-Funk show in Berkeley, I went back to the Jeep, opened up the tailgate, reached in for my book bag, and it wasn't there. I was like, oh, did I put it someplace else? But I knew the feeling. It wasn't there where it was supposed to be. Because where I put stuff, I know where it's supposed to be. So I pulled back. Somebody had smashed the window. Yanked my book bag. Book bag's gone. My book bag is my life, y'all. Laptops, everything in it. Laptops, keys. I mean, everything. It's my purse. Everything was in there. I do have certain precautions in place, of course. I should check to see if this is even recording. I do have certain precautions in place. As far as the laptop is being encrypted, you know, no sensitive data is going to be easily gotten to, if it can even be gotten to at all, you know. So that part, you know, I was kind of, and then I start going and putting in place, you know, what was in there, what needs to be replaced. Got back here yesterday, didn't have keys to get in the apartment, so I had to go get keys to get the apartment. Then had those locks changed, took the car, had that lock changed because the key fob to the car was in there, had that changed and got another one. And, you know, it was just getting in place, you know, getting things back in place. Oh, by, and slowly, I remember what was missing, the dongle for Cubase. I ordered another one of those and this SD cards and this and that. And, you know, I'm just going through the process. So I'm getting dressed today, doing what I do, dodging all these, how are you? How you feel? Are you okay? How do you feel? Are you okay? You know what? A recent Funketeer recently probably is going through something personal right now, and he's just stepped away. I understand. Y'all is crazy. I know y'all care about people. I know y'all do, and I'm not putting you down. I love human beings. I love the way y'all are. I'm also glad I'm not like that, but I can appreciate the way y'all are. But Jesus Christ, give a person a break. I mean, and I'm not even like famous or nothing. You know, I'm not even like famous or nothing. Just imagine if I was famous and had like, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people, just, you know, thousands, and they'd be like, oh, okay. There's certain people that can do it. You know, like your mother, your sister, your aunt, you know, your daughter, blah, 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 blah. You know, those people, they put in the work to be able to bug you about how you doing, you know, and they can tell you, no, you ain't, blah, 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 that's okay. But some of these people would be coming out from left field and be like, are you okay? We'd be like, I'm okay. Leave me alone. That's just the way I'm cut. Like I said, I'm not telling anybody to stop doing anything that they're doing, because more than likely y'all ain't going to stop anyway. That's just part of it. So anyway, I'm getting dressed today and I get a call from the Berkeley Police Department. They found my bag. Everything was there except for the computer, which is expected. Somebody turned it into the Berkeley Lost and Found. Berkeley Police Department called me. Nice young lady. You know, I explained to her in my excitement everything that was in the bag. And, you know, we put together, we talked about some things, how I can get it back and this and that. And in my excitement, it just goes to hit me again. Human beings just continue to amaze me. And it's funny because I've always said that my life my understanding of life and human beings is that the overwhelming majority of human beings are good. I mean, I'm talking about 99.8% of human beings are good. And there was also another saying that said, when given the correct choices of circumstances, human beings will choose the one that is best for everybody, themselves and the whole of everything. When presented with the proper view, whatever proper means view of circumstances, human beings will always choose, you know, the best option for the most involved. And I believe that, and I sincerely believe that. But recently I've been dismayed by human beings with all this political rhetoric and political division and just the horridness of the discussions of people, how people just hate people. Oh, I hate this. I hate that. I blocked them. You know, I blocked them. I can't take that. I blocked them. I'm not talking to them, you know, and it's just the whole, the division is to the point where it's not even fun messing with y'all no more. Y'all can have all that. And some of the stuff I see about racism is just so far over the top. I'm like, and the reason I go, because that's not my experience of life. I have to compare my experience of life to any commentary or declarations or statements that I see out there. And it just doesn't match my experience of life. It's just not true. Sure, there's going to be some bad cops. Sure, there's going to be racist. Sure, there's going to be this and that. But it's not, it's a small part of what's going on. And the president, I mean, my thing is, no matter how bad or what he's doing, whatever's going on, it's not, the backlash to that has gotten to a certain point that it's not going to help anybody. Nobody's going to win. You know, I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans and the anti-Trump and the Trumps and the left and the right, Tea Party order, it's to the point nobody's going to win now. It's just, it done went that far. And if the Democrats are supposed to be so intolerant and understanding and this and that and, you know, Christian and blah, 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 there's such thing as understanding. You work with them. I mean, don't demonize them and attack them. I mean, you find a way to outsmart him to get what you want through his politics, to heal him. You know, what happened to that? Now it's just like people ripping up speeches and saying this and saying that. It's just, I'm done with it. Y'all can have it. Y'all can have it. And I'm going to tell you something else. A person could be a racist. They could be anything. They could be a racist. They could be a genocidist, whatever. That don't mean they can't run the economy. That don't mean they can't do a good job doing the business part of this place or getting the right investors or getting the right people to back certain things in this country to make the economy work. And I'm like, Carville, it's the economy, stupid. It's the economy. And if things are working, you might not like the way he's doing it. You might not like the company kinks. And like I said, I'm not saying he's a racist or not. I think he's not. I think he's a moneyist. I think he's about the money and the dollar, and he really don't care about nobody. Now, I get that part. But to say he's a racist, I think he'll do the same thing the white people do to black people, women. It don't matter. And the jokes he makes. But let me go too far. Let me not go too far. It doesn't matter to me. But my whole point is, let me go back. That division has really put me off of humanity. That what's going on right now has really pushed me off. But I forget that there are parts of you of human beings and society that touches my heart every time. I mean, when I went to the hospital, I mean, when I fell out on the airplane, the people who helped me and the level of attention and care I got right there, you know, it then to see people in the emergency room. You know, my mother was a nurse, so I'm used to hospitals. But to see people who are willing and good at giving care to other human beings, you know, like teachers, you know, at high schools, you know, teaching the kids and, you know, in there, and, you know, my sister teaches, and I mean, that kind of, you know, giving back or whatever that is, I'm not cut out to do it. I'm not one. I'm just not one. I'm not a nurturer. I'll help you out if I think my help is going to help you in the future. But if you're going to be doing the same thing in 4 or 5 days, it's no sense to me giving you this $10-$15. You know, if you're going to be back here and I don't see no future, no return on my investment, it's business. I'm keeping it moving. Just to make you happy for right now does not thrill me. That's just not part of the person I am. But there are people out there who do that and care and all that. And when I run across them, I'm always humbled, you know, like, you know, getting my book bag back. One time I lost my keys and I found my keys, you know, somebody set them up there. People are not, you know, bad. People are good generally. Sometimes their view of things gets skewed and they make strange choices in desperation. But, you know, people are pretty good. And then also, I wanted to say that at my age and my experience, eating my words is probably one of the best things out there for me. You know, I'm confident enough to where I could be wrong. And those moments where something just presents me that shows me my what I've been thinking or my views have been wrong or changed, it's just, that's one of the most rewarding experiences that I could have. Eating my words, I enjoy it. I want to be able to say, look, I was wrong. This is the way it is. That is so, I'm not afraid of that. Not at all. In fact, I almost cherish it. That's when you truly learn something. When you have to eat your words is when you truly, truly learn something. And humanity, Berkeley of all people, places, because I talk shit about Berkeley and all the rainbows and bunnies and save the world, this, and you know how on that campus they shutting down free speech basically because they don't want certain people there. You know, they're just there's people so far one way and so far the other way that it's turned me off to the whole process. It's hard to find people in that middle who you can actually have a discussion with. And have a discussion to the point that where you can learn something from them or get information from them other than screaming and hollering and emotion, you know. And I kind of point my finger at Berkeley as being the capital of all that. And to have, you know, something like this turn around to where they have a system in place to accommodate, you know, my hardship or my, you know, it's humbling. It is truly humbling. And I'm reminded. I am truly reminded that there are people like that, people like you out there, no matter who you are. And be you, continue to be you. And of course, I got to say this, I'm glad I'm not one of y'all. But I am truly happy that we swinging on y'all, humanity. It's good. It's good out here. It's just good out here. And if you're not experiencing it's good, maybe some people, you know what, you know, maybe some people's idea of life, in fact, I know somebody whose idea of life just doesn't match up to my experience. Their experience of life and what they think things should be and how they should go just clearly does not match up with the way I see things. And I've seen that a long time ago. And I said, you know what, this person's going to have a tough time because the way they think life should be, the way they think life is, and the way life really is, are three completely, totally different things. And I'm like, this person's going to have a hard time. This is the way they see things is not the way I see it. And that's the best I can say. I can't just make a general statement that, you know, what the way they see it, it's not the way it is. The best I can say is it's not the way I've seen things line up. And what I do is I compare to, I take what I do and how I'm going through life and how my philosophy is successful or not successful.